Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everybody? Dear Abby, a bunch of people are here. You would debate whether or not they want to be here. Guys, I'm just going to say it, okay? I don't take pleasure in what's about to happen on this show, but I did receive a text message from my brother, who is here to my left. Chris is here. And he said, Al, you know what? We've actually got ourselves a bit of a family problem. There's an actual fight happening. There, I might bear witness to an actual war, the decimation of family life as we know it.
I feel like, wait, no, P.S., wait, mom's here. Okay, Caroline.
You didn't introduce anybody.
Excuse me, one minute.
She doesn't even know the show.
Before we begin, I feel like Josh needs to be here.
No, he's terrible.
No, get him back in here.
Josh, you know, will side with me.
No, get him back in here.
No,
get him back in here.
Josh,
he just went out.
He's
coming back. He's coming back. He's got to come back. There he is. Josh is here. Wait.
All right,
listen, guys.
Josh is a fellow.
Guys, wait. Time out.
No, but he will understand.
No, he won't.
Wait, time out.
100%. He's
working. Time out. Time. Before we get into this, okay, I'm going to set some ground rules, okay? This is my damn show. When I go like this, it means stop. I know emotions are running high.
You should
okay?
tell the audience they're putting your hand in the air when you say like
yes.
this.
Yes.
They're a big
yes.
part of why okay.
See, this is why that. Jules usually would video that.
Yes, Jules would do that. All right. So this is what I'll
should
say.
Should I video it real Maybe, quick and send it to Jules?
Should we have a safe word?
Right, ready? Just do the wave and we can send this to Jules.
It's like this, okay? Or how about this? All right. How about no? All right. Look, the safe
just
word
let's go. I have things to do.
No, the
Come
safe
on,
word is labia. When I say labia, everybody has to stop.
That.
No, because it's a Dame product. You
okay.
put the Dame product on your labia.
I have to clean the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
We should also tell everybody that Don does not want to be here right now.
No,
all
I
right.
have a kitchen to clean. Are you going to go clean it?
But
no, she I just
don't think
was walking
so.
Around
it is
soda
my
can,
understand. Hold on.
All
right. Candace is here.
I'm here.
Mom's here.
Yes.
Chris is here.
Yeah.
Josh
I'm
here
not
in the distance.
Say a lot,
now, here, Chris told me that we've got a mega problem. And basically the nuts and bolts of what I heard was that Lauren brought Marky to practice.
Right.
And all I know is Marky ended up crying alone on a mat.
Like a brave little girl. She wouldn't even let the kids see she was crying. She was standing
look
by herself wiping
starting.
Her tears.
I don't know. No,
being brave.
Wait, stop.
All right, can I
wait,
tell
wait,
no,
time
can
out.
I tell
no,
the
you
real
can't.
Time
first.
Out. Wait,
it's
time out. Wait, labia. Labia.
Where were you?
Labia.
Where were you?
Labia.
Is what
okay.
I want to know.
Time out.
I'll
labia.
Tell it.
Labia. Hold on. All right. So here's what goes on. Okay. The first thing I want to do.
I was gonna die.
I want
do it.
To calmly,
yeah.
calmly.
I was calm.
I want. So I cut Chris off. Okay, and I said I have to
Josh,
hear the entire
hear
thing
you
on
the
pod.
In the microphone whispering, you little.
All right. I need
gallery.
To hear. I need to hear from start to finish the entire context of everything now.
But right. only Lauren could tell that
well,
story.
Wait. All
right. All right, so get that bitch down.
But
get
she's
down
afraid
here.
To come down because she doesn't want to start a
as
war in the cheer community.
She should be.
No.
As
no,
she should
no,
be.
You know why? Because you will be found out, Miss.
Oh,
oh,
I don't need to
come.
Be found out.
You better come in. I don't care
Listen
if you have
me.
Pneumonia because you didn't feel
right.
like going to practice because you had to watch your kid run out of a plastic
I
helmet.
I will 1,000%.
Wait.
Be found out, and that's fine with
All
me.
Right, you know what? Then this is how we're going to start.
I know how it goes.
This is how we're going to start.
I've been in this world.
This is how we're going to start. Mom.
What?
Can you give me a 45-second of your understanding of what happened at a 30,000-mile level, 30,000-foot level, 30,000-foot level?
What
and
does
then,
that
Candace,
mean?
I would like from an
I'll
over the
clip
top.
Notes.
Give me the clip notes. And then,
that's
Candace,
I
would like your description.
I don't know
Go ahead. What is the charge?
Lauren
what is the charge?
Lauren calls me up livid.
Got it.
Okay. Of course he can, but listen to me. Oh, you eat it in the kitchen, Gaby. Gaby, you are going to be on a sugar high like nobody's
Yeah, Josh,
tonight.
This is crazy.
Gaby,
nah.
in the kitchen, you will
Gabe,
go.
Yeah,
don't
Gabe.
Come crying
Gabe.
To me when you want to go to sleep.
Not in the living room, only in the kitchen, okay, pal?
Get, talking to the microphone.
Okay. All right, let's go.
All right. I gotta come downstairs.
Let's go.
All right, Lauren calls me up absolutely livid, okay? She goes to cheer practice. Okay, only to find out that neither coach is there. Okay, and they have a choreographer there. Josh already made the face.
Wait,
no,
because right?
you broke
wait,
the thing.
Wait,
you didn't notice
wait.
It.
We're going to. We are. We're, oh wow. Oh, yep. You're down an ice.
He pop. Broke the thing. That's
okay.
why I made
we'll
the face.
We'll get into it later. We'll get into
Josh
it later.
Josh knows this full story.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So go ahead.
Okay, she said to me, Marky is standing all by herself. Mm-hmm. She peeked through the window, and as she's standing there, all the other kids are doing their routines, and Marky's standing there separate from the crowd. And I'll, folks.
Oh, you could show
folks,
pictures. You
I'm
can show, the
show
whole
you
thing,
pictures.
Because
okay?
I gotta say one
Go
thing.
Ahead.
That's all.
Like
Go
a
ahead.
Brave little soul, not crying openly, wiping a tear from each cheek as my
drama.
4-year-old granddaughter.
Go ahead.
Watches the rest of the cheer team cheer with the choreographer,
right.
not the two coaches that are supposed to be there, because they had to watch their kids play football instead of coming to coach.
Okay, so basically, a choreographer watched the class, and she was, I believe,
neither
the term
coach
is a,
was present.
She was a, she, the term is a, she was a an acorn.
She
what
was
is she?
She because. Because there were a couple of other girls in her group, her
yes.
unit,
uh-huh.
that did not show up for cheer,
mm-hmm.
Marky was left on an island, if you will.
Oh, okay, so she, her, the rest of her
right.
team
now,
wasn't
let me
there.
Ask you this.
Everything
so now,
she said is 100% true.
Okay,
so
go
100%,
ahead.
And I'll explain it
go
in
ahead.
One
great.
Sentence.
Go ahead.
Here's my thing.
Go ahead.
100%
that
true.
Coach,
go ahead.
You've got a kid that is 4 years old.
Got it.
That doesn't know the minutiae of how cheer works.
Go ahead.
Okay? Doesn't understand and cannot process
right.
why she is not with the group
Perfect.
Cheering.
Now,
no.
Wait.
She
go ahead. Go ahead.
Quiet.
Go ahead. Oh,
my turn to talk.
I am silent.
She doesn't understand why am I not cheering with my friends? Why am I separate from the crowd? That, not she's not a coach. We're not gonna call. We're gonna call her the choreographer. Okay. Should have said to her, Marky, why don't you come up here and cheer for your friends? Marky, why don't you do some jumping jacks instead of letting a 4-year-old stand in the back of the damn room, wiping her little eyes, not understanding why am I not cheering? To find out that the two coaches that love to say, I don't care if you have pneumonia, I don't care if you have explosive diarrhea, I don't care if you have the flu, you show up for your team. But the two coaches chose not to show up because they want to see their kids run out of a blow-up fucking football helmet when they should have been there. One of them should have been there.
Whoa.
Perfect.
Labia.
Well said.
Labia.
Okay.
Well said.
Hold on, time out.
I'm livid.
Well
livid.
Said. So I'm just going to tell everybody why real quick. So that Monday happened to be choreography. So for those in the cheer world, you'll understand that the choreographer comes in and teaches them choreography. That coach hasn't been in any of her own choreography teams, but that's besides the point. So anyway, it's choreography. So it also happens to be, for those who have been listening to the pod, the night, the first night that we fundraised for 2 years for this giant blow up thing.
Not
for,
my problem.
I
friend.
Let you speak.
Oh,
not
whoa,
let
whoa,
you speak.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So
let's
we
go.
We fundraised for 2 years.
Right. Give it a second.
I personally had made hundreds of sweatshirts at a discount.
I don't care.
I was
I
quiet.
Don't care.
Yo,
my part was silent.
Labia, let's go.
So anyway,
let's go. Hold on.
We fundraised for that whole thing. So this was the only night, the first night that my son was going to be able to run out. Now, keep in mind, this is practice. This is choreography. So Jamie and I both have kids on the team. So we go to the game. I said, we're going to be a little bit late. I asked another mom. I said, can you cover for me while I watch my kid? The choreographer's there. You don't have to do anything at this because the choreographer's teaching them. I'll be there right after halftime. No problem.
Did you show up?
Yeah. So
no.
Listen, let me finish.
Mm-hmm.
So we run out of the, we watch the helmet. Everything's fine. So I get a call. The other coach gets a call. That Lauren's freaking out, and I'm like, what's going on? So, Lauren, you're not supposed to look at. Remember, we talked about that last episode?
Well, guess what? Because you know why she found out that the coaches were no shows because they were watching their kids
Lauren
play.
So now, Lauren looks in the window and watches without hearing anything and sees Marky standing in the back, not doing anything while everybody else is doing something. All factual. Yes, she was probably crying because they cry at every single practice. Also factual. So, secondly, she's back there. She's doing her thing. All the other people are working in groups. Why, you ask? Because the groups, remember the week before we talked about putting them into groups? Marky's two girls had a slight fever. And I said, don't come to practice. Not in the times of Corona. Back in the day, yes, you came with the flu.
That's great.
Let me finish. So her stunt group. So now, again, and those in the cheer group know, two-man stunt. So they're in a two-man stunt. There's three people.
I laid into her.
wait.
Because I don't think it's professional.
I didn't bring it up.
No, I don't think it's fair to Jamie and Candace to discuss it on the podcast.
She's all about it.
I don't care.
She's all about it. Well, guess what? Cheer moms are going to be on my side.
No, they're not.
Give it a moment. Give it
so
a moment.
Anyway,
hold on,
let me
Lauren.
Finish.
We can't hear you from there. We can't hear you from there. We can't hear you from there.
There's two people in the group missing. Listen. What?
You dragged me in. I wanted to go finish cleaning my kitchen.
Am I wrong? Don't you feel like it's not...
Well, we all discuss this in real life.
You're.
I'm not going to look a certain way. I'm totally confident.
Labia.
Completely confident.
She's got no
I've got no
remorse.
Worries.
There's no remorse here.
Honestly. Labia.
Zero.
Labia.
Let me finish the story.
It's not nice to bash a program on a podcast.
We're not bashing it. No, I'm trying to find out what happened.
I'm speaking.
I still don't know what happened.
So anyway, it's a stunt with three girls, right?
Yes.
The two girls in Marky's group said that they didn't feel well. So we said, stay home from practice. They didn't have COVID, but, you know, it's better safe than sorry these days.
They had to pee.
Yeah, no, better safe than sorry these days. I'm not about to get the flu or anything and spread out to the whole group.
No.
So they stay home, okay? So now those are the two girls in Marky's group. No. Guys, hello?
Labia.
So anyway, the choreographer is teaching the stunt to the girls. So now Marky doesn't have her group. So when you're 5 years old, you don't teach a five-year-old
when
something.
You're 4 years old.
4 years old, whatever. They're all the same age. Mm-hmm. Okay. She's one of the younger ones, yes. So now you don't teach somebody something that they're not going to use because it's going to confuse them. Mm. So instead, you say, okay, Marky, I'm going to teach these girls this. And then they tell us, there's a stunt group missing in the back. Here's the counts. On Monday, you got to teach this group.
So they let a lone 4-year-old stand there like a fool, not understanding what the process is. Yes, exactly.
All right, I want to finish my part.
You're getting wild in the eyes.
Guys, so I told the other mom in the room, I said, listen, so we hear that Marky's upset. The mother sat next to Marky on the floor in a dress next to her and made sure she wasn't by herself. And then the other girls learned the choreography and they told me you have to teach her on Monday. And I said, no problem. So now I hear this. Okay, she missed a stunt. What's the big deal? It takes 2 seconds.
It was part of the practice or it was the entire practice?
No, it was part of the practice. I have video. It's an hour practice.
Okay,
so each stunt takes about a half hour to learn. Mm-hmm. So for a half hour, Marky could not be part of it. Because it wasn't, you know, how am I going to teach her without her two girls? Mm-hmm. It's better to just teach them all together tomorrow.
Right. With the rest of the
That's
of her,
not a big deal.
Her,
let me ask you,
did anybody take a moment to sit with a four-year-old child and say, Marky, your friends
Absolutely.
Aren't here.
Actually, I just said, Jamie Lillis sat with her almost the entire practice. So we did take a moment. We took half the practice that she wasn't doing anything and sat with her so she didn't feel by herself.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So now question. You did not go to the practice, correct?
No. So I had, like I said, my son had this thing that we fundraised for 2 years. Mm-hmm. It was the only night that he was going to go out at. I was said, can I be a few minutes late? I got to be there.
Now
the game, Josh is there. Mm-hmm. The game's running super, super behind. So I said, oh my God, are we going to be okay? Are we going to make it? Now Olivia has practice right after Marky. And I'm like, I'm going to be late for Olivia's practice now because I want to see this freaking thing because they worked so hard. Mm-hmm. I was super excited for him. He was like waiting for that for years. Everybody, when they saw it on Instagram, they're like, oh my God, you guys got the helmet. Like it was the first time when we posted the video of the helmet. So it was a big deal for him. It was a big deal for us. We worked hard. The store contributed to it. It was a big thing.
You got the blow-up helmet.
We got the blow-up.
Do you guys own the helmet?
Now we own the helmet. Who? So everybody, it's our team's helmet, the fundraiser, the Panthers.
Okay.
So it wasn't a one-off thing.
It was the
first
time.
It was the
only time this season.
Okay. No. Well, so wait.
For Gabe.
So do you guys only get the helmet once?
Well, most of the teams get it every game. But because K-2, our league, plays on a different day, they're not going to blow up the helmet just for – one team. Yeah, it's a huge effort. Mm. But so this was the one.
Don't
game.
You always? Isn't it your you claim all the time that you want to? You're going to be dedicated yourself to
of
a
course.
Team, and you have to be there, and you have
I
to
will.
Be present. You weren't.
No, the choreographer was teaching the weather. There was nothing
wait,
to practice.
Quite, really quick, all right, and hang on. So Candace, I have one question,
yeah.
which I am going to ask after I get this blood money. Please hold for our word from our sponsor. We've interrupted our normal programming to bring you this breaking news. Our sponsor, One Farm, has just announced that the superfood nutrition doesn't have to be as complicated as we thought. One Farm harnesses the healing power of plants to support your daily life, including making the highest quality USDA organic CBD available. But they don't just stop there. One Farm is dedicated to developing sustainable plant-based remedies with only USDA organic ingredients sourced directly from the farmers who grow them. One Farm's roster of superfood superstars include over 75 raw ingredients. Each of these natural ingredients come with a proprietary blend of nutrients that has been perfected over thousands of years to work together to enhance your life. Whether you're looking for immune support, anxiety management, pain management, better sleep, fitness recovery, or general health and wellness, One Farm has a natural remedy for you. Add their Vitality Boost, Mushroom Immunity Boost, or CBD into your routine today to fortify and support your wellness needs. Visit onefarm.com and use code DEARALBY for 15% off your natural remedies. That's onefarm.com/coupon/DEARALBY to find plant-based natural remedies that fit your life. Don't forget, use code DEARALBY for 15% off your order. Back to the show. Okay, we're back.
May I interject? I think Markey's experience would have been a lot different if one of those two coaches were present.
So hold on. This is where I'm going now.
It wouldn't have been because he wouldn't be involved
in
the choreography at all.
Did you go into that Monday knowing and aware, fully aware that you were not going to be able to make the practice?
Yes.
Okay. Now.
Did you know also that the two children weren't showing up? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You should have called Lauren and said, don't
no.
bring Markey.
Do you?
Why?
Do you,
she did half the practice.
She did
guys,
nothing.
Guys, this is a
she
normal thing in mm-hmm. cheer world. Mm-hmm. People don't know. You guys aren't in cheer world. Mm-hmm. When your stunt group's gone, you stand. You mark it. That's
a four-year-old doesn't process it. They don't understand it.
Well,
But you. And secondly, Lauren should have never been looking in the window.
Because she found you out.
But that's wrong. You shouldn't do that. If the coaches say don't look in the window, you should just respect
yeah, because
it and
the
not
coaches
look in
aren't
the window.
There. That's why.
But this is why, because you're not seeing the
yeah.
inside of the practice.
No.
If you guys were on the inside, side, and you,
you
knew what
say,
was going on.
Show up no matter what. You're dedicated. Someone should have been there from the
there
team.
There were. There was a choreographer
no,
and
neither,
another person
neither
to
neither
our place.
Of the two main coaches
is it the
were
first
there.
Time, is it the first time that the choreographer has coached or instructed
absolutely
that team?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So
almost
does
every
Markey
single
know
cheer
who,
team
who the choreographer
in, the, in America, mm-hmm. when you get your choreography, the choreographer teaches it, not the coaches.
Is this the first time you've ever missed a practice?
No, I mean, I have kids, so kids get sick, things happen, you have places to go, like, life's normal, you're still gonna miss stuff,
how
like,
many
no matter what.
Get a pee, maybe?
Especially during the times of freaking corona, now you gotta get quarantined for everything.
All right, so how many coaches are typically out of practice?
Ever? I mean, I don't know.
On a normal average day?
I mean, it happens. It's not like crazy often, but like it happens.
So let me ask you this. And this
but
is
like,
this,
if you ask
question.
Me how many coaches missed choreography, like it's a whole different thing.
Right.
It's not a practice.
So here's my question. And it's a double-edged sword to me anyway. If you know that you are not showing up to practice, okay, and if you know that practice is going to be only half as important to Markey as it would be in a typical day, mm-hmm. the question really to me comes down to with mom, with your problem, would you, let me ask it this way. Can,
yes.
knowing that you are going to miss half a practice, do you notify any other parents ever that you're going to miss a practice?
If I'm the coach?
Yes.
I'm just going to find somebody to take the practice for me. Like,
right,
I
but you're not notifying parents.
No.
Right. Now, mom. Mm. Well, you know, actually, hang on. Follow-up question number two, Candace.
Yes.
Would the practice have been run any differently if you were there?
No.
Okay. Mom, is your problem that Markey sat out at the practice or that Candace was not there to explain to Markey while she was sitting
my
out at
the problem
practice?
Was that neither coach was there. The parents weren't aware of it. They knew that Markey was going to sit out half the practice regardless. It should have been, Lauren, bring Marky in for half the practice that she's going to be there for, and then when it doesn't apply, she leaves.
But so then it's like, so every time a kid's not going to be involved, and it's not like, let's say tomorrow.
At 4 years old?
No, yeah. All right, tomorrow, again, for four-year-olds then, well, because tomorrow I have their practice. We're teaching them the rest of the choreography tomorrow. So the choreographer's coming back to teach another part of the routine.
Right.
So now this part happens to be another stunt that only maybe six girls are going to be involved in. Am I going to then tell the rest of the team to stay home and then try to teach them the following week that they have to pause
so
for five A-counts?
This is what I'm saying.
No,
so mom,
you do it together.
Is
half the
issue,
time you're not going to participate.
Is the issue that Marky sat out, or is the issue that you feel that as, you know, basically Marky's aunt, that Candace should have given Lauren a heads up that she wasn't going to be
there? I think a heads up should have been given.
And that is my answer will become, I am not going to give special privileges.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
Okay, but okay. Okay,
but that's
privileges.
Across the line.
No, let's talk special privileges.
I will. Okay.
You love
can't.
To preach, okay, that kid should be there. That I don't care what's going on.
Then they're
going to
be like, oh, well, Marky got to stay home.
Your son is going through this. I don't care how much you fundraise. I don't care as a parent. I know one thing. I paid for my child to be in cheer, and I expect the coaches to be there.
Of course, but
and you weren't because you chose to be a mom to your son, too, which I understand.
Right.
All right. But don't go preaching then about cheer, this, that, commitment, this. It's not do as I say, not as I do.
So,
but, okay.
So do
and just to let everybody know, mm-hmm. we don't get paid.
That's
we're
my
volunteers.
Problem. Then don't volunteer.
And I have two kids.
Then don't volunteer.
And I the money this entire thing that we were missing it for, we worked super hard in the Panthers, which is the cheer team, which
so
is every single level.
Why should the parents of that are paying for this care what you're doing?
Because they're also part of the Panthers family.
But we're paying. I don't care the coach.
But now, Ken, let me ask you.
Not my problem.
Is that okay? By asking everybody to understand that, is that asking everyone to extend you special privileges?
Yes,
to miss
it is.
The
no, listen. At the end of the day, like I said before, Marky is my niece. I love her dearly. I will make sure if, God forbid, she gets hurt, if, God forbid, anything like that happens, of course, at that point, I will be there for her. But as far as me doing things like that, saying you're not going to sit there for half the practice, you don't have to. I can't fairly do that because next week there's going to be other girls that sit
right,
and don't do anything when the other kids learn a stunt. I can't coordinate. And then on top of it, they have to know that during this part, you're going to pause. You're not going to be doing anything. These eight counts, you're going to be sitting there in a nugget not doing anything.
That aside.
But yeah, that's the whole point.
Yeah, as far Lauren's as here. I was told is that Marky is doing those stunts that those girls were practicing last
those,
week.
And now those stunts,
so
the ones that you were watching.
Because she wasn't doing them. She looked at that because her team didn't
right.
show up.
No, not
I,
that they didn't show
you know,
up. They were
you
sick.
Know what I'm they were sick. So what I'm saying, and I have nothing against the parents that didn't show up. Because, you know, some of them are
child
clients
sick,
at the salon and their friends
and
are Marky, and I understand
you're
that.
In the times of COVID,
but
it's
my
different.
Point is why couldn't she have been rotated in at least?
Because then you're going to confuse every girl, including Marky, because that's not the routine. When we do this, you're giving them choreography. That routine that they learn is the routine they use the entire year.
Yeah, but
so
but
it's
Marky
not like
is
everybody
doing
gets
the
a
same
turn.
Thing that all those other girls are doing at the front that they were.
But
so
she
if her
may
group
not.
Was there, she
may
been
not.
That.
So when
but
she
if
goes
her
up,
two people were there. Would she have not been learning the same exact?
She
thing
would have been
learning
it, and possibly like if she can't do it, or if the other girl can't
yeah,
do
but
it.
That's my point.
Then they won't.
So
then
if
they
her
won't
group
do it.
Was there, she would have been doing the identical thing
no,
as the four groups.
She would
up
have
front.
Maybe possibly tried it once with those specific girls,
so
and
then
if they
why
can't
she,
hold
why
her,
wasn't
her,
she
why
allowed
she
to try
it
once?
Try it once?
Because then, all right, you just said exactly why. So now, if I take two other girls from that other group, right, and I put Marky up, and they hold her up, I teach all three of them those same stunts, and then next week when her two girls come back that are going to hold her up, can't hold her up, then those stunts that they all learned are useless. So now I wasted an entire practice.
But don't you think it's more important at that age to make them feel like they're part of a team and they serve
no,
a purpose?
Not when we're in choreography learning
Marky,
the routine.
Do jumping jacks. Marky, well,
why would I confuse her?
It's not confusing. She feels part of something.
She
felt completely left out on an island. And they
I think,
at that age, okay, they cannot process that.
But listen,
I understand 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I have to explain this
because
I don't want you guys to think like this is a one-time thing. There's going to be many times throughout this season, many times throughout this routine, many, many practices that she sits and does nothing. That's just the way that the sport is.
Okay. That aside.
But that's going to happen. So if
that
it's
aside,
not this time,
I feel
it will
like,
be next time.
I feel
I'm telling
like
you that.
One of the two of you should have been there.
And listen, there's going to be many times probably in the times of COVID with the quarantine stuff that we have to deal with every single tiny little thing. we're going to have to miss practices.
Let me ask you this. Tables are turned. You're sitting there with your kid and you find out that the coach is watching their kid play golf.
100%.
Okay. You're not angry?
No. Not a choreography. I don't think the coaches are even there half the time. But that's not even the point. Even if it was a practice. Even if it was a regular practice.
I already discussed all this privately with Jamie, and Jamie and I are now fine, so I don't understand why it's
she dragged me in it.
Listen, I was very, very calm, but I'm just explaining it for you guys because I really, really am worried. Because next week, like, let's say you do, because you guys don't listen about this looking in thing, I understand, but this is why, because none of this would be happening. Because if she was there, every kid in there cries for 5-10 minutes. And then they get over it.
I don't care about her crying.
So whatever. You wouldn't have even known because she would have walked out and been happy.
Exactly, but that's my point is that it's like.
But now it's like you think that there's an issue, but this is not. But it's not. So next week she's going to sit again when the front group learns their part. Like when the Flyers learn their part, the bases are going to sit.
I get that.
So, but that's the same thing.
How many times my kids sat on the bench in hockey and baseball? I get all that.
And then also.
My point is you can't be this military. But boom, that's boom, boom, when you don't follow those
I
same
follow
rules.
Every single thing. I'm at every single practice. I don't miss anything
you
with this
sure
team.
Did.
However, I am also a normal human being that's volunteering my time, working full time, doing all this stuff.
So you think because
and listen, I was supposed to be 15 minutes late, but that's besides the point because I could promise you there's going to be many practices that I miss for whatever reason. And those practices might be the times that the tumblers are doing their routine.
All right, so you think it's
and Marky's going to sit. And we're not going to rotate her in just to make her feel good.
Do you think it's a fair excuse to say you missed a practice because you volunteer your time?
No, I missed a practice because I wanted to see my kids do something
you
worked hard
okay,
for.
Okay, but you also said, well, I'm just a volunteer. Do you think that's a fair excuse?
No, I didn't say I'm just a volunteer.
Yes,
I'm just explaining that it's not like I'm calling out of work.
It's not a fair
it's not
excuse.
Like, it's not like the parents are paying me to coach their
but
kids and I didn't show up.
To be
They're
in our
paying
team.
To be part of the program.
Right. So
but not for me per se. So I got a representative to come and take my spot so that they had a coach there. It just wasn't me. So I had it covered. And that coach sat with Marky the entire time basically to make sure that she wasn't by herself. So we covered every single base as far as parents go. But as far as I go, there's going to be times that I'm not there. And those times that I am there, I can't promise that I could keep everybody involved.
I don't really care at this point about them not being there, to be honest.
So what do we care about?
The coach, I don't care about anything. You guys are the ones talking about
it. No, but I'm saying you were so mad. She said you were livid. You said you were
livid.
You didn't talk to me for 2 days.
I talked to Jamie. I wasn't not talking to you.
You said you weren't talking to me.
No, I felt it was better to not have a conversation about it with you or Jamie because I was so upset. That I didn't want to be irrational or have Jamie works for me and is a friend of mine and yours. And you work with Jamie. You two, you know, Jamie runs the program. You're a coach in the program. I didn't want to say anything that I didn't mean or say anything that would be hurtful or mean. So I thought that it would be better to not speak out of anger and speak with, you know, logic. And the way that I work is that if I say something that's maybe like impulsive or mean, usually like an hour later, I'm over it. Or the next day, I'm like, oh, that was stupid. I overreacted or whatever. And with each day that went by, I just got more mad.
Right.
So I just felt like I wasn't not speaking to you at all. I came in. I helped you with your DMs. I did whatever I had to do. I walked in. I talked to Jamie about work. I did not want you to say to me, so whatever happened, because I knew that you would express no fault at all. Whether there's fault or not on either end, that's neither here nor there. It's just I know that when you and I argue – there is never a solution. We just either walk away from each other and then we just agree to disagree. So I did not want to deal with that at that moment. And I didn't want to be unprofessional to Jamie. So it was just better to keep my distance from both of you for the 2 days because I wanted to not – I didn't want to cause an issue between me and you or me and Jamie professionally or personally with either of you because I'm not going to let Cheer do that. So,
no, I agree.
So that's why I felt that way. Plus, I respect Jamie for you know what she does in the program and all that. And I know she works hard and she volunteers and everything. The things that I don't agree with is the response when I expressed my feelings was well that's why parents shouldn't watch practice.
Yes,
it's like,
that's still
okay.
True.
That's why parents shouldn't watch practice. You may as well tell me because we don't want you to see that
right,
we're wasting your
time and
money.
What you're seeing is not actually what's happening.
Which I get, but at the same time, you also can't say that if Marky's group wasn't there, that she would have done the same things as them. And then
because that's
being
not
told,
necessarily
okay, well,
true
next time
either.
She's not going to be in it either.
She may
it's
not.
Like, okay, she might not be. So then, what is she doing?
Well,
if she's
going to
be not doing
is,
any every practice.
This
what
is what
doing?
You need to understand, and this is you have to take this as as nicely as possible. The reason that you don't understand is because you're not coaching the team. You have to trust the process.
Yeah,
you
which is fine. Listen, but like I said to Jamie, maybe it's understand. Just not the sport for
but
us.
But Lauren, this is gonna, not just this sport. This is any sport.
And that's fine. But
well, hold on really quick. Really quick.
So you have to understand.
What I don't like, I don't like the fact, maybe because I am, you know, I do have a nice relationship with Jamie and Candace and whatever. And maybe that's why my concerns are being met in a way that it's like I feel like if I were to go to Marky's dance teacher, which I've never had an issue with, or her gymnastics teacher, who I've never had an issue with, like, so it's not like I'm the mom that always.
But you don't watch
something.
In either one of those places, and you just told me that the other day. You said you're
not, allowed,
not
to
watch.
Allowed to watch.
So if you saw, those practices, you may have had. Complaints.
All right, so really, time out. So now to
that's
that point,
that's why they
though,
don't let you watch.
Well,
things,
that's why I texted her gymnastics teacher the other day, and I said, "Is she? Because
she's not
going to
tell you the truth. You're
with
paying
COVID
her
and things like that. It's very frustrating because
but that's
you have
a problem.
To understand
you see
all
but
these parents
you're paying her.
Labia,
she's not going to tell you the truth because you're paying her.
You're right.
That's a problem.
That dance teacher is not going to tell her your kid is horrible. But your kid's not doing this because you're paying her.
And I understand that. I understand what Candace is saying. She's correct.
Right.
But that's
the point
problematic.
It's problematic, but it's
COVID
true.
COVID and all this stuff, as somebody, you have to remember, when you had Olivia in dance when she was little, you got to watch her through a window.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
It
you
was, there was a thing they used to pull it down and we couldn't see ever.
Before COVID, when Margie was in dance, we were allowed to watch her through a window. Anything that I ever had her in or anything my
never
friends
me.
Had their kids in, they were able to watch their kids. Now COVID, you're not even allowed to be in
that's
the waiting
room. That's not a COVID
room.
Thing. That's
so
a,
now,
that's
no,
a lifelong
we,
thing.
Always
so I was,
through
I've been in this for a very long time.
Her through a window and Mark.
No, I'm not talking about cheer right now. I'm just talking about dance. I'm talking about dance and all that. There are windows there. I know people have been allowed to watch before. I used to have her in dance. You're allowed to watch. So you have dance, you have gymnastics. Gymnastics has a giant waiting room with a window. They say because of COVID, you can't watch. It literally says because of COVID, you can't watch.
I'm telling you that even before, you were
not. All the other moms that say that they've had their kids in there, like, oh, I didn't know that we're not allowed to watch anymore. Like, last time I was here, you're allowed to watch.
What does COVID have to do with watching?
Exactly. But my point
is because you can't watch.
But
no,
I'm just saying they use it a lot as an excuse.
I watched Mark Mule this year.
My point is, you know, the moms of the younger kids like myself, and I'm not even talking about cheer. I'm just talking about extracurricular activities in general. Unfortunately, you're not allowed to watch your kids. So you're paying this money and this time, whatever. So if there's a window and I know that my cousin's in there doing it, like I enjoy watching her do a little something.
Everybody
as long
does.
As she's not seeing me. Like I should be allowed to enjoy that moment to watch my kid.
But that's not
do
the rules.
In practice and whatever.
The rules
but,
are not watching because if
fine,
she
but,
sees you, she's going to cry.
But what you have
and
to
if you see stuff,
her.
You're
she
only
see
seeing,
have,
you're
I
not hearing
videos,
or understanding.
I literally have videos of her watching me watch practice the one time that I saw. And she did her whole routine.
Well, that's
at the
two
end
times
she
now because this is the last
waved,
time and this time.
She waved to me and she stuck her thumb up like that.
Yes, but you're not supposed to watch. Those
yeah,
are the
my
rules
point
for
is,
a
my
reason.
My point is she doesn't start to cry and break down when she's being. I'm not saying, I'm not saying, oh, that shouldn't, I'm not
and
trying
if
to
you're
break
doing
that.
It, next
I'm not
mom's going
to change
it.
That rule. That's not what I'm trying to do here. That's not what I'm trying to express. What I'm trying to express is, as a mom of a girl that's just starting all these things, we're throwing things up. Her, she's at the age, I'm throwing things up against the wall and I'm going to see if they stick. So I'll give her piano lessons. Does she like it? No. Okay, pull her out. But I'm not saying quit. See it through. See if you could do it, whatever, and then that's it. But the thing with this is it's I don't know if she's good at dance. I know she likes dance. I don't know if she's any good at cheer. I don't know if she's any good at gymnastics.
Of course you don't. She's four.
So I texted her gymnastics. Yeah, but there are four-year-olds like Gia who
yeah, but you're comparing
great.
Her. Olivia was
horrible. I'm not comparing her. Not letting me finish my sentence. The sentence is I even texted her gymnastics teacher, and I'm like, I know she doesn't tumble. I know when, you know, I was watching her privates, not that I was watching her, but she was sending me videos. I was like, she really wasn't doing anything. I know she wasn't tumbling even when she did privates, and she's afraid. I said, so can you just tell me, like, now she's in a class. If I were you, I would say, okay, here's a girl that can do a back handspring and she's the same age as Marky and she could do a tumble and a cartwheel and a handstand. And then here's Marky who's terrified to tumble.
But that's
who
okay.
Who are you going to focus more on?
But
of course, you're going to focus.
That's completely
but that's
true.
What I'm saying. I was like, you know, you're going to be more likely to want to focus on the girl that's going to excel and whatever. And then Marky, who has no desire to do anything, you're going to let her do bullshit cartwheels where she puts her hands on the floor and jumps from one side of a line to another and say, oh, it's a cartwheel. Like, that might, because especially because the parents aren't watching it. I know you have 20 people in that class on a Friday that, you know, we all thought that it was just like their group. But
you're
it's
talking
not.
About dance
a,
right now?
No, I'm talking about gymnastics. We thought it was just their cheer group, but it's like a bunch of other girls too. So it's like at first it was just her cheer group. So like, oh, it'll be a good way for her to bond. She'll see the other girls more than just cheer. But now there's like a million other girls in there. Again, not connected to Candace at all. But it's like, okay, so is she even making any progress? And she's like, not really. Like, little things are getting better. I'm like, all right, like, I guess I'll keep her in. I'm like, but at the same time, like, if she doesn't like it, if she and yeah, even Laura, like I said, if she's not good at it, then I'm not gonna waste my time or her time. And if she every time before she goes to cheer, she's like, "Mommy, I don't want to go. Please don't make me go to cheer." And I'm like, "No, we're going. Like, you love cheer when you're there. When you're in there, you have a good time. You're going." Blah blah blah. And then last time she there's one of the people that happened to work in the whatever that Marky doesn't like, and I'm really not a fan of either. And she saw her and she got upset and she immediately didn't want to go in. And I'm like, I know you don't want to go in, but it's, you know, you have to. Like, I'm not saying, okay, you would quit. Or I'm like, no, you have to go in. Go. And that's, you know, that's what I'm supposed to do as her mother to push her in. She didn't see me peeking. I understand that it was wrong by the standards, whatever. But, you know, it's just the fact that, like, as a mom at this age for her, you're not able to see anything. So then the one thing that you do see when you see her literally, like, wiping her tears away in the front, you know, in the back – you know, especially when the coach that was sitting with her in the back isn't a coach. She's like the treasurer.
No, so, she's the co-commissioner.
Yeah, but she doesn't cheer. And
it doesn't matter. She's a mom of five.
So, yeah. But,
and she was with her and literally sitting with her.
And she was comforting her, and I appreciated that from her. I know her personally.
So what else could you want?
I'm not saying whatever. What I just would want, like I said, I wanted her to be rotated in. But you guys are saying that that's not the way it works.
You're learning the routine.
That's not the way it goes.
It wasn't like, let's all practice putting our hands up. That's different. So, this was like learning what their routine is.
But my point, is that if she, like I said, if she was going to end up being whatever, like if she was going to end up doing that anyway with the other group, why couldn't she get a little practice?
Because we don't know.
But you guys are saying, okay, this isn't how it works, so
right.
I'm wrong.
Doesn't the same hold true for the other girls you don't know?
No, that's why they were all going up. And then if they stayed up, they got to stay. But we don't have her two girls with her. So we don't know. What if she goes up? Like, if we rotated her in, like I said, and then all of a sudden nothing makes sense because her two grew up. The point is, you guys don't understand these things, and that's understandable because you guys aren't coaching a team.
But what I'm saying is, if I don't understand it, and I'm, you know, the last thing I want, because I'm not this pain in the ass mom at all, and I hate to be the one to complain because I'm usually very, very laid back, but I don't, like, especially when it comes to shit like this, but it's just the fact that, like, I don't like that it's met with, like, well, you're just wrong. It's like, no, I'm not just wrong. I'm trying to understand. Please explain it to me.
And I am.
So then it's explained to me. And then, but so Lauren, personally, I feel like maybe it's just not the right sport for us because, and again, I don't want it to sound that way because it's not like, listen, if my kid plays soccer and she sucks and she's benched, I understand why she's benched.
How many years that, you know, all you kids playing sports, but my own kids, but why aren't I playing? Because you got to get better. You got to be good. Why don't I teach up? You got to earn that.
But that's not even understandable.
My point is we are not those people. We are not the complainers. We never were.
But this is what you guys are saying you're not. What you're telling me is you guys went, Lauren, I shouldn't say you guys, you went outside of the rules, did something you weren't
supposed to. Which every other mom was doing.
Okay, but now here's my problem. Every other mom is doing it because they saw you doing
it. No, I was the last one. I didn't know that there was a window there. I didn't even see it.
And the second thing is, there was literally three moms peeking through the window. But my bottom line is, I don't want you guys to feel this way because this is going to happen a lot.
But that's what I'm saying.
But that's not going to be just with cheerleading.
But Jamie,
that's
going
to be with any sport you go to. There's going to be times when they're working on offense and your defense and you sit the whole practice.
But don't you think you could have said to Lauren, listen, her team's not going to be there.
And then next week when it's Susie.
So before Marky gets there, explain to her, Marky, on the part of the practice, you're going to just sit down and just watch everybody
listen, but
and
when Jamie Lillis goes over and says that to her, that should be that.
Yeah, but they're, listen,
I shouldn't have to call every parent and explain what's going to happen.
They shouldn't have to miss seeing their kids run out of a helmet the only time if it's something they were excited about because of a volunteer program, especially if they had coverage. At this point, and I don't even have an issue anymore. So that's why I'm like, just kind of like, whatever about this. I don't even have an issue anymore. My point is that my biggest issue was like, well, that's why you shouldn't be watching, which, like you said, you've said it a million times. I understand what you're saying. I wasn't the first at all to look in the window, and I know by name every single mom that was the first to look in the window, and I won't even say their names. But they were all looking, which made me be like, oh, shit, there's a window, whatever. And then I was like, why is my kid the only one out? And, of course, especially if you don't understand, you're going to get mad. But when you're someone that doesn't understand, I don't like the answer of like, well, you're just wrong and that's it.
And
it's like,
I
listen,
volunteer.
We understand why you feel
this
way.
That's not a good answer.
We understand why you feel this way. And this
you didn't even mention it to me. So I didn't say that.
Because I'm not saying you said it.
If you had an issue and you were confused and you didn't know exactly what was going on, you could have easily shot me a text and been like, hey,
you
and I would have told you.
Gotten defensive and mad at me. And
no,
I would have
explained
it.
To you that her stunt group wasn't there. Yeah, and that she will get a one-on-one lesson with her stunt group on Monday.
Yeah, but my point is that I was just like, I'm not going to let... And I think that that's something that's more... I didn't not talk to you about it because I wanted to... Whatever. I did not talk to you about it because I didn't want to it to cause an issue. I didn't want to cause something like this. But, you know, obviously YouTube brought it up for whatever reason.
I didn't bring it up.
But I didn't... But,
actually, Al brought
but
it
my,
up.
My point is...
I heard about it.
I didn't think that it was appropriate to make it a professional salon issue, even a cheer issue, or a family issue, because... It's,
I don't think it's any of
it's
those
cheer,
things.
And at the end of the day, it's so dumb to have a fight between cousins or an employer and an employee or a commissioner and a whatever, but and a mom over something like this, because I'm not going to let a kid's cheerleading thing get in the way of personal relationships. My main thing is I don't like being met with, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong.
But
like,
if you
that's
are
not what
wrong,
I want to be met with.
What do you want me to tell
I'm
you?
I'm not saying, but my point is that, okay, I'm wrong for peeking, right?
No, you're wrong for peeking. You're wrong for not telling me. You're wrong,
I wasn't
not
wrong for not
trusting
you.
Me.
I purposely
well,
didn't tell you.
The
I
coaches.
Went right
don't
to
you think
the
you
commissioner.
No.
You should have said to
I
the
went,
coach.
I went right
you know,
to
I'm not going to
be there Monday.
Of the
no.
Cheer thing.
Why would I have to tell her that I'm not going to be there on Monday?
I don't think that she would have to tell me that she didn't have to be there, because if, you know, whatever. That's not, I mean, I'm not, whatever. I'm not her boss of who's going to, she doesn't have to check in with me to make it okay. And at the end of the day, maybe they didn't realize that her stunt group wasn't going to be there. Maybe they both called out and they didn't put together, oh, shit, that's Marky's stunt group. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, like, I don't, like I said, I didn't, I even said to my mom, I was like, you know what? I was like, I feel like if Jamie had called me and said Candace is really upset because she had this issue and I was in Candace's shoes, my first phone call would be to Candace.
No. And then, to be honest with you, I swear on my life, I wanted nothing more than to bring this up to you. But I didn't, because I was asked not to.
Well, Jamie,
said
to I
me,
said to Jamie,
you're
going to
make
like,
a big deal.
I said
and
to
I
Jamie,
was going to make a big deal because I didn't want you to feel
yeah,
like
but
that
that's
because
why
it was
I didn't
stupid.
Want to have that conversation with you, because I knew that you would get.
I would
like,
tell you the truth.
You would get like.
I would tell you the truth,
like,
just like I just
nasty
did.
With me, and I wouldn't. I would get offensive, and I was like, "It's not worth having a conversation."
Let me ask you this. You can't in any way understand.
I could understand everything. I have a daughter that started the cheer season the same time as Marky, that literally sat as a nugget the entire first year, did nothing, and I didn't even know about it until the first competition because I didn't look in the window. So the first competition, when I saw my kid standing in the back doing nothing for more than half the routine, want to know what I did? I was like, oh my god, my poor kid, she's a nugget, we're gonna have to get her into tumbling.
Yeah,
and I busted my ass with her to get her into tumbling, so she didn't nugget the next year.
She was like, well, you know, maybe it's because she was like, well, you know, they did this to my kid, and it was because
they
said she just doesn't have it. And I'm like, well, then someone's not telling me the truth, because last week Candace told me she had it.
Right. Listen, and no one has anything. They're three practices in. Olivia didn't have shit. She still doesn't. My own daughter, we are making my own child and Jamie's child nugget this year in the routine.
Hey.
Because they can't do something good.
Really quick, we're going to pause so I can get this back of nuggets. What's up, guys? So gaps in the diet shouldn't be ignored. Over 97% of women aged 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet, and 95% are not getting enough of their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s. Rituals Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 and up. It is formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. But Ritual didn't stop there. They invested in a gold standard university-led clinical trial to prove the impact of Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin. The result, Essential for Women 18 Plus was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. Ritual is committed to third-party testing from USP and the non-GMO project, traceable and vegan-friendly ingredients, always clear communication, no shady stuff. Personally, that's my favorite. Big on the transparency with all that stuff. And I actually, you know, in the multivitamin world, I'm into the little box with the days of the week on it. Helps you remember what day it is. So, I mean, you know, wins all around. So right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/DearAlby and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/DearAlby. Back to the show. I'm paid. We're back. Go ahead.
Anyway, bottom line is none of this, you guys don't understand it, which is completely normal. I didn't understand it the first year either. You're not supposed to understand it. You're going to get to understand it. The bottom line is if this happens, it's going to happen many, many times throughout her cheer career if it continues. You have to trust the coaching. You have to trust that we have your kid's best interest at heart as well as the rest of the team, and it's all got to jive. It can't be one or the other. Everybody has to get what's best for them, whether it's what's least confusing, who's doing it the best, whatever it may be. And it's not going to matter if, okay, like I'm not going to try to make Marky feel best today in this one. I want to make everybody feel good. And I'm not going to text you and tell you in advance certain things. Cause that's
I didn't
not,
ask you to.
I know, but I'm just saying. Because like, oh, she's not going to be in the sun group for a half hour. Like, I'm not going to do that. Because there's going to be days that she's part of it the whole time. And there's going to be days that she's not part of it
and
at all.
Listen, she should. I understand that. She should understand that and grow with that.
And she does. Right? They but, do. But they
I'm
do.
Saying to you, you are putting these kids in that. What's the word I'm looking for? In the same group, if you will, all right, with the older kids.
No, I'm not, because we did the same thing to our own children at that age.
They are incapable
of
processing.
Fully, you guys have to put more credit to Marky. She is capable. That whole team is the same age. They get it. Believe me, they get it more than you guys think, because she's your baby. She understands, and she's strong, and she will get stronger throughout this process because of things like that. Well, you guys have to trust us.
Really quick, I mean, you know, here's my thing, and I'm kind of fascinated by this, I must say. I was an athlete, and might I also say I was a stud athlete. I was not, I didn't start that way.
No, and what did we used to say to you?
But when I was young in the Little League, we went to the Little League, you know, championships. I won champion. I was le champion. Okay. And then on top of that, you know, made the all-star team. No problem, where I was le champion again. Okay. Four. Okay. I don't want to make this a thing. All right. But there's the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh.
Then there's the PAL.
Uh-huh. It's a rivalry.
We were a PAL fam.
Yeah. PAL.
And
with PAL,
I upstairs have many trophies right. with this PAL on it, where I am le champion. But the reason I keep bringing it up is because my mother was at to an embarrassing level every freaking practice.
Did I ever open my mouth? Did I ever say a word?
You actually got injured at one practice.
Well, no, that was your sister.
No, roller hockey. You got hit. You
oh,
got,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I was the mother that
when
sat quiet.
You got injured at one
practice? Remember that game?
I don't Oof.
You got injured again?
No,
me and Chris fought with a team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were talking
shit. I was the mother that went to every practice. God forbid my child got hurt. I wasn't the only mother, by the way. We had our little clique.
We played beer league softball.
Of course.
And they all showed up. Now, I want to understand. Mm-hmm. You know, because I have a question that I'm not going to get to.
Sure.
There is a lot of people. The vast majority of opinions that I've got on this all say the same thing. Candace is right. People should not be allowed to watch the practices. And I think that is mind-blowing.
Right.
Listen, that's because you guys aren't in the world. But trust me when I tell you it's better.
But hold on.
That's like parents being allowed to watch the classroom.
Can you innovate in this sense? Like maybe like put them in like a little room with like
no.
a two-way mirror?
Are we going to watch them in class?
Candace, do you go to Gabe's football practices?
That's a totally different thing.
Why?
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
I'm going to explain to you. Okay. Are you going to let parents, teachers, all teachers across America, let me ask you something. Are you going to allow parents to watch you teach their kids? No. Want to know why? Because we, as parents, trust that the teacher is doing everything right to make
you
our kids feel good.
You just said you go to Gabe's football
it's
practices.
It's an outdoor thing.
Okay.
And we're required to be there. They require us
Candace,
to go because of tackle.
Candace, I went to every one of my kids' practices. I went to every one of her dance.
They require
us up
until third grade,
things.
I should say.
Because right, God forbid they got hurt. I wanted to be there. A second thing, okay? When they made a home run, the first thing they'd look is up in the stands to see their mom and dad. If they struck out, the first thing they do is look up in the stands to see
of
your
course,
mom and dad.
Every competition, Lauren
never,
should be there.
I was never, ever, and my kids will attest to this, that parent that complained to a coach ever.
Okay.
Okay? And he would go, we'd drive at midnight, 4 o'clock in the morning to hockey games, and he'd say, Ma, I don't think we're going to win. And what I used to say to you, Al, then let me turn the goddamn car around because don't waste my time. If you're not going to give it your best and if you're not going to be a team player, don't waste my time because I'm going to go around and go home.
Right.
And that's the way I taught them.
Right.
All right? Tough, team player, do your job. If you're not good enough, you sit on the bench until you earn your time. They know that was fact.
Right.
This is different.
Why?
Because she's four.
It doesn't matter. She okay. signed up.
No, and
okay. it's the same all right. thing and, for and all the 4-year-olds.
And I will
team.
Say to you, you're saying she signed up, she's there, be there. You should have been there too.
As I will be for every single practice, unless something happens, because I, like I said, I'm a parent and this is COVID. But it doesn't matter. I whatever that happened on that Monday, as far as what happened with Marky and why you were upset, because you said you were not upset about me and Jamie not being there. You said you were upset about what happened. I could promise you it will happen again. And saying, you guys have
original,
to trust us that it's right
was,
to let it
okay,
happen
well,
again.
Well, here's a number of things that are wrong, which what my mom had rattled off or whatever. But like I said, I discussed all this with Jamie, and
right.
it's fine now.
And that's fine.
And I purposely didn't reach out to you because I knew that this is how you would react.
But
and
this isn't me reacting badly. This
told,
is me telling
we're
you the truth.
No, I'm just saying,
candy.
No, no, no. I'm
yeah.
just saying.
Labia, labia, labia.
We're fine.
I'm
just saying, everything's okay. fine. I just want her to understand, and I'm really being serious because I don't want you to quit. I don't want
yeah,
her to
I
be done.
Yeah, but I just don't think, I just feel like the way that just the drama in general.
But the drama wasn't caused by us. The drama was caused by you.
No, no, no. The drama would not have been caused by me if I had said something and it wasn't met with, well, then maybe that's why you shouldn't be watching.
But that is the truth.
But instead of that being the response should be, listen, I'm sorry you feel that way. I could understand the way that it looked. Obviously, the picture you have is not a good picture of her laying in the back while every single other person on the team is doing something.
Let me explain it to you.
Let me explain to you why. Right. Okay?
Shane, you got a
and
problem.
Just so you know, this is going to happen often, and the reason we don't have the parents watch is because there's a method to our madness.
So you wanted,
and we want
you,
you to
wanted
understand.
A coddled response.
No, I wanted a, res-
well,
a respect, a respectful response.
Is, you shouldn't have been watching.
I
problem.
Wanted a respectful
it
response.
Been
I wanted
a respectful a, response. Let me. And that's what she said.
Yeah.
Just say, all right. Listen, listen. I'm sorry. Listen. First thing I want to say. You shouldn't have been watching, but let me explain it to
you. You wanted fluff. You wanted
okay.
fluff.
So then,
no,
then
Jamie,
I have
Jamie
every
did,
right to say
Jamie
to you,
did give me a respectful
you
should have
been
response.
There. She did.
Okay, Jamie I'm, did give me a respectful response, but my point is that the response, like the way that you're saying now, like, well, you were wrong. You did something wrong. You did blah, blah, blah. No, I am just like any other mom and want my kid just started cheer and I
if
want
you were any
to
other
be
mom,
able to watch her experience and do something like that.
But that's not the rules. You
and,
know it.
Okay, but any other mom, and like I said, every other mom was looking through that window.
And I would
one.
Tell every
and
single one
two,
of them the same thing. And
two,
in fact, I will write it on Team Reach tomorrow.
But, and that's great. But the mom, the point is that I'm also, it's like, there's,
because then we
no,
waste time doing
no,
this.
There's no like compassion at all for like. Okay,
there's
I
not.
Get it. I
you
get
guys
it. You
broke the
watch
rule.
Your kid,
okay,
do
so then why is it okay for you not to show up because you want to watch your son play
but
football?
But you guys just told me that you didn't care that I didn't show up.
I do. I care very
but
much.
But that's. I'm telling you, I didn't show up because as also a volunteer coach,
doesn't I don't want to be
a
volunteer.
A parent. And have worked very hard for this team to get that stupid thing.
So you're
thing.
Allowed special privilege.
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
You're allowed special privilege not to show up because, hey, I'm
not allowed.
I'm
not
contractually
bound
like,
to be there.
I feel like it's probably just not the right sport for
but
us.
But Lauren,
that's, all I
that's gonna be an issue because
guys,
this is not
I have a
no,
book.
That's
and
not
fine.
The sport.
But
that's it's every sport. Marky so and when tennis lessons happens, because that's individual. If you're talking about a team sport in general, not just tennis, because tennis could be solo unless you're doing whatever, there's going to be shared experiences.
Yes.
It's
and a, so
I
you're not going
that.
To always
I just think
be
it's more the culture
the one.
Of cheer, yeah. Of it being like,
did you watch the Netflix
but
show?
You're
wrong!
Like, yeah. It's like, whoa.
Did
okay.
you watch
I
it?
I did.
Did you watch
you
it?
You are
yeah.
wrong.
I did. Hey, it's like, it's so, that, but that's the thing. She, listen,
but
those
the, and
kids
it's not
are very disciplined and they're extremely talented and they're good at what they do. And even the one coach that I'm not a big fan of, she's good at her job because she is so
and
disciplined.
And she keeps it super disciplined.
Keep, yeah, and she's very disciplined and whatever. I personally, and I'm, and the, trust me, the last thing that I'm doing is trying to raise Marky like you know,
but that's what it sounds
like
right
no,
now.
No, it's
we,
not. I mean, no.
no,
you do. I don't.
But that's what
but
you're doing.
My mom does. I don't. But my point is that I just don't think I like the culture in general. I'm not going to quit right now because I don't want to teach her. Okay, that
but
there was one time that you weren't doing
don't
anything.
You like?
Because I don't like how harsh and hard it is. I
but
don't
that's
think
anything with dedication in life.
No, but, yeah, you, but here it is. You're saying to her, listen, you shouldn't have been watching instead of saying,
right.
Look, all right. But there also is a way to speak to somebody with maybe a little respect.
But we've already
no
said it three
given.
Times for everybody
right?
not to watch. Three times.
But no, that's what I'm, I just don't think that it's the right sport. For, I think it's that simple. Like, I don't think it's like, I just don't think I think it's a very harsh, hard sport for her. I don't think that. And listen, I'll keep her in it because if she ends up liking it or whatever, you have and then to maybe give it she'll a full year.
We
whatever,
and
I'll try it.
And you have to give but it a full year is, the right way.
I don't like the fact that like it feels very much to me like just because I'm like if I ask a question about something, it's met back with like, oh,
but
she's such a pain
you,
in the ass.
What
like,
have you
I'm
asked?
I'm allowed to ask a question to understand
but
how it works.
What question did you ask?
Like that thing with the cancellation that one time. It was like, oh, God, now Lauren's starting all this drama.
What cancellation?
Like, when the practice was canceled. And I was like, I don't understand why practice was canceled. Explain to me why this or that. And then it's like, oh, God, you're always got something to say. You're always a pain in the ass. I'm not trying to be a pain in the ass. I'm just trying to understand the way that it works. And then for me, it's exhausting because I don't want to argue with you guys about me trying to understand the sport.
So then
all.
Next time you have something like this, just text me and be like, hey, I noticed Marky standing in the back. What's going on?
But yeah, you just said that you're not going to give us preferential treatment. So that
but that's
not
preferential
no.
treatment. You asked me a question. Of course, I'm going to answer. I'm not going to go ahead of practice
yeah,
and
I
give you an update what's going
to
go on.
I purposely didn't go to you because I don't want to be like, I wouldn't respond. If I were in your shoes, I would not respond back to you with, well, this is why, and this is why you're wrong, and this is why, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's not how I'd respond. The way Jamie responded back to me, and you could say maybe she was coddling me or whatever, but I wouldn't call it coddling. I would call it
a respectful
professional.
And I would have given you a respectful response, too.
A respectful professional response. I don't want to be told you're wrong. But that's not what I would have said. I would have said, Lauren. Labia.
Thank you very much.
Can I say what I would have said?
Hold on, Labia.
Abby's been silent.
Labia, I have to ask this. The response that you give to Lauren.
Yes.
Is.
But what response? Because I didn't get a response.
I feel like
response.
The response that you were giving Lauren about, hey, you know, this is what's going on, blah, 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 when she's going
that's what I would have said if she didn't ask me that.
Now.
I purposely
that,
didn't, though,
right,
to avoid this.
Right.
But
now,
it wouldn't have been like
but
this.
Is it, Lauren, do you
yeah,
feel.
It would have been.
Do you feel this is because of the personal relationship you guys have, obviously?
No, I do feel that.
Would,
I do feel that a 4-year-old cheer group is not worth the.
Yeah, sure.
Attention.
But I'm saying that the response you gave to Lauren, okay, is it different than a response you would give to a...
If Lauren had asked me, the response I would have given to her would have been the same response I would have given to any other parent on that team.
Guys, I think
Candace is a little rough around the edges as like a...
I don't
told
sugarcoat
all the moms
it.
That the kids aren't allowed to pee before
we
practice.
Talked about this in the last episode.
And the
we've
moms
covered
were
you
like,
have not listened
the
to
moms,
the pod,
like,
clearly.
Were like... not take, happy about it.
Right.
Like, they were all talking about it as they got the text and, like, pretty much, like, talking shit. And I was just like, I'm not going to say
anything. Yeah, but that's okay.
But,
I'm not supposed
to. Yeah, but
they're,
like, they're 4 years old. Why shouldn't they, like, they're 4 years old and we're driving 30 minutes. And now, listen, my kid wasn't one of the ones to pee, okay? So I was like, I mean, Marky, like, you know, she ate because, you know, you pick them up from school. You know the practice is 30 minutes away. You don't want them to sleep because they have school the next day. So... you know, I'm rushing to get her dinner ready, making sure she eats before so her belly doesn't get whatever before practice, getting her to do whatever homework she has, getting her dressed, getting myself together, trying to get my dinner ready for when I get home, getting her into the car, trying to play music and talk to her as much as I can so she doesn't fall asleep. And the one thing I make sure we do before we leave, because we have a 30-minute drive, is pee.
Right.
And then when she asked for water in the car, I don't give her water.
That's
or
it.
I'm like,
simple
just take a sip because I don't want you to have to pee.
So
and
now she's
my thought, no, my thought wasn't like, oh, I don't want you to have to pee when you get there because I don't want Yummy to be mad at you.
I wouldn't be mad at her, but I'm just saying we're trying to avoid a pee train.
It was like, why would I want you to pee on your way there? It's just not whatever. So I just am like, yeah, just take a couple sips. But it is a 30-minute drive to practice on Mondays. You know, which is obviously less inconvenient, but it is what it is. It's not your fault either. And, you know, sometimes they have to pee. So as a coach in general, Candace, like, literally was like, guys, your kids must pee before. Now we're wasting practice time. I understand her being frustrated with wasting practice time and whatever. But the moms are like, so now my kid can't even fucking
go
pee?
No, you could just come 10 minutes earlier and pee before we go in.
Which, I mean, that's not my problem either. But what I'm saying is that, you know, I don't know that Candace would give another mom a different response.
Got it.
Because
right, so I would have given the same
feel,
response.
All right, so you
whatever.
Feel you're not getting special treatment either way.
I don't.
So now,
and
so,
I didn't ask for special treatment.
Right.
I don't want special treatment.
This is guys. I'm gonna make a ruling on it right now. I'm gonna touch the labia one more time. Okay. The last time I'm gonna touch the labia. Here's what's gonna happen. I kind of need to process this.
Okay.
I really do.
Unpack it.
I also believe, for the first time ever, I'm looking at a lot of people I care very much about. Okay. I'm gonna give this to the community. I'm going to ask them to chew
like
this up, and I want them to spit it back at me. I need you, if you're going to chime in on this.
This is
okay?
an important chime.
It's a very important chime. Dear LBMailbag@gmail.com, You need to preface this by, I am a cheer mom or I am not a cheer mom before you go into it. And then I need you to state your case. And then I need you to say whose side you are on. I'm going to digest this shit. I'm going
to. But my point to not even Candace, to Jamie. And like I said, the only reason I didn't call you is because I did not want to say Candace is being this, or I'm mad at Candace for that.
But it was even worse to just make it to be cold to me, which I know what you're doing. You could say whatever you want.
I wasn't being cold to you, Candace. I was so upset.
No, because they told me not to. They begged me not to.
I was so upset.
All of them begged me not to.
But your cousin didn't.
No, but what I'm saying is
my cousin said she does not want to talk about it.
I was not cold to you. I walked in. I did whatever we do on your Instagram. I did whatever. You said, what's going on? I said, nothing, blah, blah, blah. And then I walked out. Okay. The only thing that I did do was when I was showing off my umbrella, my new umbrella. I was standing out in the rain and I said, well, usually I would be in there having a conversation, but I did not want you to bring it up to me because I felt that I was not ready to talk about it. And I will not allow cheer to get in the way of a regular family relationship.
But
just like I won't let it get in the middle of a professional relationship.
However, by not talking to me, but talking to everybody else.
No.
Who's going to tell me?
I talked to Jamie.
That causes more of a problem.
I talked to Jamie.
But then you should have
talked to
Trish.
I was not going to do that. If she wanted to bring it up to me, she would have done so.
All right, listen, guys, we're getting heated again. I'm going to touch the lady one more time.
I'm just saying, when when I talked to Jamie, I was like, and on top of that, I was like, I know you called my cousin and you talked shit. And
no,
you said
Jamie
this
would
or that or whatever.
Not do that.
And she was like,
ever.
I didn't do that. She was like, and the reason your cousin didn't reach out to you is because I asked her not to. So I said, okay, I can understand that. But listen, if I were in her position, the first thing I would do, whether you told me not to do it or not, because that's my cousin, I would have been like, yo, don't tell anyone I called you, but you're my cousin, and I want you to understand where this is coming from.
No.
But as a coach, and that's your partner and whatever, then fine. No big deal.
So you had your coach head on or your cousin head on?
No, in this situation, it wasn't a cousin issue.
Labia.
This was an issue.
Labia, guys. We're here, okay? If this is gonna get nasty,
no,
wait, labia.
I think we cleared
labia.
The air. I feel
no,
good about
no,
it.
We didn't. No, labia, labia, no, labia. Wait, labia, labia. It's a problem. You know why? You guys want to get heated, and if this is gonna happen, I'm gonna get paid for it twice. Come back next week. You're
not being
at gmail.com.
I'm not gonna
okay?
be here next
yeah,
week.
She's
I'm
not gonna do this again.
Love you all.
I'm not gonna keep it going.
Love you all. Goodbye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.